I want you to take your Bible, please, and turn to Matthew chapter number 6. Matthew chapter 6. Once you find Matthew 6, find verse number 30. I announced earlier today the sermon title for tonight. It's called Sufficient Unto the Day. Sufficient Unto the Day. And you'll see where that title comes from in the scripture here in a moment. Matthew chapter 6, verse number 30. Would you stand with me, please? I'm going to read it out loud. You can follow along silently, and we're going to read from Matthew chapter 6, verse 30, through the end of the chapter, verse number 34. And the Bible says, "Wherefore, if God so clothe the grass of the field, which today is, and tomorrow is cast into the oven, shall he not much more clothe you, O ye of little faith? Therefore take no thought, saying, What shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or wherewithal shall we be clothed? For after all these things do the Gentiles seek, for your heavenly Father knoweth that ye have need of all these things. But seek ye first the kingdom of God, and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you." Now, pay extra attention to verse number 34, because that's where we get the sermon from. The Bible says this in verse 34, "Take therefore no thought for the morrow, for the morrow shall take thought for the things of itself. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof." Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof. And let's pray. Father, bless us now. Help there not to be interruptions. May each of us concentrate on the preaching, concentrate on the Word of God. Holy Spirit, I ask that the people's attention would be directed toward Jesus, toward the Bible, toward the preacher, so that we can learn and grow. God, the sermon tonight is so, so important. Might we be better because we've heard the truth from the Bible. And so, I pray, God, that in a special way you'll come. Holy Spirit, control what's said and done in this hour, please, and we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Have a seat there, if you will. I call the sermon Sufficient Unto the Day. And if you were listening there, verse number 34, it says this. I'll read it to you again. It says, "Take therefore no thought for the morrow shall take thought for the things of itself. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof." Now, when the Bible says sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof, what God is saying there is that every day holds its own challenge. Or face today's evil today. Don't worry about tomorrow's, just take care of today's. Or God might be saying to us, enjoy today's blessings today. And then tomorrow, something else will come along. Folks, did you know we really don't have much choice but to live one day at a time? Now, we can mess ourselves up mentally by trying to do something else, but you will have to wait until tomorrow gets here for tomorrow to get here. That's just the way it works. And he said, all these things shall be added unto you. And what's he's saying, take it one day at a time, and then there'll be another day. It'll be added unto you, and the blessings of that day will come. In the Bible, James chapter 4, verse number 14, it says, "Whereas ye know not what shall be on the morrow, for what is your life? It is even a vapor that appeareth for a little time and then vanisheth away." Now, stay with me. Let me logic with you for a few moments. I call it the sermon, Sufficient Unto the Day. Or, a day at a time is sufficient. A day at a time is sufficient. The way to have a great life is to have great years within that life. Well, the way to have great years of life, it would be to have great months of life. The way to have great months of life is to have great weeks of life. The way to have great weeks of life is to have great days of life. You say, I want a great life. Then you'll need to do it one day at a time. Make every day count. Take care of today. Concentrate on today. Make today all that today can be. Squeeze today for all that it's worth. Have you heard the old saying, Rome wasn't built in a day? And someone's just saying, great things come, but they come a little at a time. God chose to divide our lives into days, and if we work at those days, we add them together, and they can be great days, which equal great weeks, which equal great months, which equal great years, which equal great decades. Hey, and before long, we've had a great life. We've had a good life. We've had a successful life. Not many days ago, Amber Ochoa, one of our fine ladies, she gave birth to a baby, little Eli. Eli was born prematurely. And let me tell you something. When we thought the baby was coming and we knew the baby was going to come maybe early, every day that she did not deliver was important to the development of little Eli. I got to looking at that very thought. Let me give you a little health lesson about the birth and the growth of a baby that is still inside a mama. All right? And so you all know, the very first day, that's a life. That's a life. The moment, the conception, that is a life. Then, they say, after 30 days, that baby's about the size of a grain of rice. After 60 days, average about an inch and a quarter long, the arms are developed, the legs are developed, and there's a beating heart. After 90 days, 3 inches long, weighing about a half an ounce. After 120 days, 4 inches long. Fingers and toes are there. After 150 days, 8 inches long would be average, and the hair and the eyebrows and the eyelashes are developing. After 180 days, 13 inches long, and the fingers and the toes now have fingerprints or toe prints. Then, after 210 days, that baby can suck its thumb, it can cry, and it can taste. After 240 days, approximately 8 inches long, 5 pounds. Now the lungs are not totally developed, and so every day after 210 days is important because every day the lungs develop a little bit more. After 270 days, the average baby, about 20 inches long, 7.5 pounds, that's 39 weeks, 273 days. Let me tell you something, God was watching every day, and every day was an important day in the development of that baby. Right now, we got a little message from Amber about little Eli, and he gained a couple of ounces in the last day. I promise you, Mama is watching every day for the development of little Eli. When they come in and they say, Eli gained an ounce, and Mama's saying, this is an exciting day. It's a big day. Let me tell you something. Your Heavenly Father looks down at you, and you have been born into His family, and there's a lot of development that needs to take place in your life, and God is watching you develop as a Christian every day. And just like Amber, as a mama, is at that bedside, just watching that day and making the best of that day and hoping the best for that day and hoping that little Eli grows and becomes stronger in that day. Your Heavenly Father is looking over the banister of heaven, looking at your life, hoping that you're growing and that you're succeeding one day at a time. One day at a time. Now, each day in our life is important. I think if you ever said to yourself, I think I squandered, I wasted part of my life. You know how you did it? You wasted it one day at a time. One day at a time. Make every day precious. And I believe this. I believe that if we'll learn the lesson where the Bible says, sufficient unto the day. What's it mean? A day at a time is sufficient. A day at a time is how you will succeed in life. Now, let me make it a little more practical. Learn to carry your burdens one day at a time. The Bible says in Psalm 59:16, "But I will sing of thy power. Yea, I will sing aloud of thy mercy in the morning, for thou hast been my defense and my refuge in the day of my trouble." Now, there's somebody that faced trouble, and God said, I'll be there when you need me. That day, I'll be there. Folks, we have to live our lives one day at a time, which means then we must carry our heartaches one day at a time. You might say, "Preacher, how am I going to live the rest of my life with this burden?" You don't have to live the rest of your life with this burden. You need to live with it today. Today. Just today. There are people in here, your husband has passed, or your wife has passed away, and you're alone. You say, "How can I do it the rest of my life without him or without her?" I'll tell you how you do it. One day at a time. All you have to do is take one day at a time. Did you know if you say, "Well, if I live for 95 years, I've already figured out how long I'll be without her, or I'll be without him." Can I tell you something? You might be causing yourself an awful lot of emotional trauma. You might not live to 95. And if you're going to worry about the next 40 years of your life, it may be that Jesus is going to come back tomorrow, and here you're all panicked about the next 40 years of your life when we're getting out of this mess tomorrow. That's why he said one day at a time. You'll deal with it one day at a time. Folks, stop trying to carry tomorrow's burden today. God will give you strength today for today's burden and use it today. Don't use today's strength for tomorrow's burden. Use today's strength for today's burden. You say, "Oh, how will I raise my children alone without my husband or without my wife?" I'll tell you how you do it, one day at a time. One day at a time. "How will I face this illness?" One day at a time. So your child has broken your heart. You say, "How am I going to bear the load? My child broke my heart." I'll tell you how you bear the load. One day at a time. "I've been hurt deeply, Pastor. How am I going to make it through this? The pain goes very, very deep." Let me tell you what you do. You just deal with it today. Just today. Maybe you've messed up your own life. Maybe you've caused yourself. Maybe you are a burden to yourself because you messed up your testimony. Can I tell you what you do? You rebuild your testimony one day at a time. Sufficient unto the day. Jesus said, "I can help you, but I can only help you today with what's going on today." And when you try to do more than that, you're wasting some emotional energy. You're frustrating yourself one day at a time. That's how you'll succeed. Hey, not only do you carry your burdens one day at a time, you can fix your financial problems. Sufficient unto the day. You say, "What do you mean?" One day at a time. You know, most people have created their financial dilemmas one day at a time. So, be prepared to fix it, if you must, one day at a time. Most people that are in terrible financial turmoil, it didn't all happen just at once. It happened in a process. So, could I recommend to you that if you got yourself into the mess by way of a daily process, that you can get yourself out of the mess by way of a daily process. So you've spent $1,000 all told unwisely. You know what you do? You wisely save a dollar at a time and dig yourself out. It's one day at a time. Hey, learn to make daily good financial decisions. And you'll begin to solve your problem. I don't know what has happened. I think America is so prosperous, we don't pay much attention to the gas prices anymore. I can remember back when you would figure out which gas station in town sold the cheapest gas, and that's where you bought your gas. You'd figure out where you get the loaf of bread the cheapest, and that's where you buy your loaf of bread. We're just so prosperous, people fling money all over the place, but we have all sorts of financial dilemmas. Let me tell you something, folks. If you will daily pay attention to fixing your finances, sooner or later, you can dig yourself out of the mess that you created. You say, well, I would really like God just to bless me in a great big way and bail me out. God doesn't usually go around bailing people out like that, but He'll bail you out daily. You say, well, I want it all at once. Well, you may have to accept the fact that God would like to bless you with a little sense daily, and you dig yourself out one day at a time. And you can solve your financial problem that way. So, I carry my burdens one day at a time. I fix my financial issues one day at a time. Sufficient unto the day. Folks, you'll have to rear your children one day at a time. Now, all of us would get on the bandwagon immediately if there was a weak course and we could get it all over with and it'd be done. I mean, I'd vote for that in a flash. It does not work that way. It's one day at a time. You know, like I told you, you know, doctors actually keep track of, hey, when your child was born, there was a way they could trace the daily growth of that baby still in the womb. And so whether we like it or not, that child's still one day at a time living its life. And you're going to be a mom or you're going to be a dad. And if you want to do it well, you do it one day at a time. You don't waste days. You rear them the same way that God grew them in the womb. You say, how will I make it through this school year, Brother Owens? Their attitude's already bad, and we just got started, and we're just getting ready to start school. Let me tell you what you do. You take it one day at a time. You just look at it and say, I can make it through today. I'm going to make it through today. You say, I don't know if I can make it until they graduate. You don't have to make it till you graduate. Make it through today. And tomorrow's another day. And mom, God will give you strength to get through today. And then tomorrow, there's new strength available, and it's sufficient unto the day. You say, preacher, it was going pretty smooth. Now my kids are becoming teenagers. Take it one day at a time. Matter of fact, with teenagers, you might want to take it about a half a day at a time. Just say, I can make it through a half a day. Maybe it ought to be an hour. Just say, God, help me through this hour. And then I'll come back to you and get strength for the next hour. But one day at a time. You say, oh, preacher, how will I train them? I wanted children. They look so sweet when I seen pictures of them. But when I got my own, it doesn't work out the way that I thought that it would. You know, you see pictures on TV and they're always so sweet and they never need their diaper changed and they never have boogers hanging out of their nose and they never get into trouble and they don't break things. And then I got mine and they do all those things that I didn't imagine them doing, and now I've got to rear them and I've got to teach them. I've got to train my kids. I've got to teach them how to handle their finances and how to be clean and how to work hard and how to be pure, and I've got to teach them the Bible and how to handle their burdens one day at a time. You just make it through this one day. You help them with that character flaw today, one day at a time. You say they're doing poorly in school, one day at a time. And there are times when you're going to want to cram it all in their head all at once, but it's one day at a time. Parents, if you're overwhelmed with the responsibility of raising kids, because you say, I'm not sure I can handle this for 15 more years. I want to give them back. Take them back where they came from. Give them to the stork and let him take them home. You do not have to deal with the next 15 years. You need to get through today. Tomorrow morning, God said, we'll get up and I'll give you the strength to get through tomorrow. But folks, when you get to worrying about what is on the morrow, you steal today's strength worrying about tomorrow. And then when you get to tomorrow, you got used up strength already there. Hey, you make it worse and you make it worse and you make it worse. So carry your burdens one day at a time. Resolve your financial issues one day at a time. Rear your kids one day at a time. Work on your marriage one day at a time. Marriage is one of the greatest relationships of life. And you're going to grow in your marriage until the day you die. You say, my marriage is struggling. Here's what you do. You improve it a little bit every day. I would love for every man and every woman that's married to have an overnight revival and their marriage to suddenly become everything they've ever dreamed of. But you know, it doesn't usually work that way. You just need to do right in regard to your marriage today. Mrs. Owens and I, as of today, we have been married 13,232 days. She'd probably say, well, it seems far longer than that to me. 13,232 days. We love each other and we have a pretty good relationship. But you know what? We had to work at it. We had to work at it. And every day you work at it. And every day you work at it. Oh, it would be great if we could just have all these overnight successes and everything just overnight gets where we want it to be, or it becomes what we want it to become. But God said, no, you're going to have to do this daily. It's going to be a daily process. Hey, if your marriage has taken a major hit, heal it one day at a time. When some of you that are a little more newly married, let me tell you something. There's adjustment that goes on when you're newly married. And you have to get used to him, and you have to get used to her. You say, how do you do that? One day at a time. One day at a time. Daily work on being a better husband. Daily work on being a better wife. Men, improve your listening one day at a time. Ladies, decrease your talking one day at a time. One day at a time. We wrongly expect our mate to change overnight. Listen, let your husband grow a day at a time. Let your wife grow a day at a time. Raise your kids a day at a time. Fix your finances a day at a time. Bear your burdens a day at a time. And there are too many people way too frustrated about, what about tomorrow? We have no control over tomorrow. I just know this, God told me, He'd meet me in the morning, and His mercies are new every morning, and He had a dose of strength for me, and I can get it tomorrow morning, and tomorrow morning strength and mercy and wisdom is available tomorrow morning. And if I'm panicked, and I'm all wound up emotionally, and I've got myself out of sorts about tomorrow, today, I'm hurting myself, and I'm probably ruining today. Hey, and if you want to have a good life, you've got to have good decades. And if you want to have good decades, you've got to have good years. And if you want to have good years, you've got to have good months. And if you want to have good months, you've got to have good weeks. And if you want to have good weeks, you've got to have good days. Tomorrow, start your great life. One day at a time. Could I recommend that you heal your hurts one day at a time? Psalm 147:3 says, He healeth the broken in heart. You say, preacher, I've been cheated. How can I heal? One day at a time. Say, pastor, I've been lied to. How will I heal? One day at a time. I've been betrayed. How will I make it? One day at a time. I've been forsaken. How will I deal with this? One day at a time. I've been embarrassed and humiliated. How will I face it? One day at a time. I was bypassed. They bypassed me, and somebody else got something that I think I earned and that I deserve. How am I going to deal with that? Well, one day at a time. I've been misunderstood. How can I deal with that? One day at a time. God gives you all the strength you need today for today's hurt. You don't have to crack up. You don't have to fall apart emotionally. You have what it takes available to you for today. We get through today. I'm just going to get through this day. Moms, just keep, you moms know how it's like. You can't wait until it's the children's bedtime. And you're thinking, I made it through another day. And there we'll wake up the next morning, but you made it through the day. And that's exactly how God wants it. That's how God planned it. Hey, Folks, you're going to become a good Christian one day at a time. You say, preacher, how do you become a lifelong prayer warrior? You get up tomorrow morning and pray. So I don't think I can pray for the rest of my life. You don't have to pray for the rest of your life. You just have to pray today. Today. You know, everybody in here that has a consistent prayer life, everybody in here that could say, I've just prayed every day for years. You know how it started? They prayed on day one. Then they got up on day two and they prayed. Then they got up on day three and they prayed. Now they got 3 days under their belt. You say, I just don't think I can go for the long haul. You don't have to go for the long haul. You have to go for one day. One day. That's all God requires. I'm glad God did it that way. Sure makes it so it's maybe something I could handle. Because if he came to me and he said, look, I want this lifelong commitment and this is how it's going to be, I'd be panicked. I'd be saying, oh, I know me. Count me out. I don't think I can do it. But when God said, Jeff, just give me today and live for me today and pray today and you get through today. I say, okay, God, I can get through today. What about tomorrow? He said, oh, we'll take care of tomorrow. Let's get through today. That's how you will make it. That's how you become a good Christian one day at a time. You don't have to try to be a lifelong prayer warrior. You just pray today. You don't have to be a lifelong soul winner. Just tell someone about Jesus today. You say, I want to go to heaven knowing that I spent years and years and years reading my Bible. I want to someday say I read through my Bible 200 times. Can I tell you what you'll have to do? You just have to read your Bible today. Today. We overwhelm ourselves. And we almost then want to blame God for it. Oh, God expects too much. What if God expects too much? God said, do it today. Do what you're supposed to do today. Read your Bible today. Pray today. You know, I don't think you'll change everything about you that needs change today. I would love for you to, but you probably won't. But you could change something about you today. You could improve you some today. New Christian, don't get overwhelmed. You know, if you're a newer Christian and you've not heard the kind of preaching that is dished out around here, you're liable to come in here and say, good gravy, every service I go to, I find out there's something else I'm failing at. I've changed me so much I don't even know who I am anymore ever since I started going to this church. Let me explain something to you. A little today. And then a little tomorrow. And God wants that. God just wants you going in the right direction. And He'll help you to get through today. And then when tomorrow gets here, He'll help you again. You can do it. Can I tell you how to lose weight? I really can't. I wish I knew. Can I tell you how to lose weight? One day at a time. Do you know we didn't gain it all in one day? We gained it one fried chicken leg at a time. Linda made us a peanut butter pie. She can make peanut butter pie. Well, we put it in the freezer so we wouldn't eat it. Linda, it is fantastic frozen. That's not my son and I. I said, you want a piece of peanut butter pie? He said, nah. Next thing you know, we're both sitting there with a piece of peanut butter pie, woofing it down. We gained this weight one day at a time. And you say, I want to take it off. Well, you probably have to take it off one day at a time. Listen, you're a business owner. You want to know how to succeed? One day at a time. Give you some advice. Organize your paperwork one day at a time. Pick up new clients one day at a time. Improve the product. One day at a time. Train an employee. Just one day at a time. Solve the problems of today, today. Get all you can out of today. Satisfy today's customers today. Do you know the people that have built the mega businesses? You know what they did? They got up on Monday and worked hard on Monday. They got up on Tuesday and they worked hard on Tuesday. They got up on Wednesday and worked hard on Wednesday. They got up on Thursday and worked hard on Thursday. They got up on Friday and worked hard on Friday. They did what needed to be done on the day that it needed to be done. And if you'll do what you're supposed to do, when you're supposed to do it, you will succeed. It's just one day at a time. One day at a time. You know something? We'll have homecoming, and I love homecoming. I thrill at the thought that homecoming's coming. I like the special music. I like the fact that Mrs. Nofsinger is going to make banana pudding. We're going to have fried chicken. We're going to have sweet tea, and I drink usually enough of it that day that I can't sleep for 3 days afterwards. But I really enjoy homecoming. But somebody said to me one time, they said, "Boy, when you have a big day like that, I bet that really builds a church." And I said, "Well, I'm not sure that's true." Well, what do you think builds a church? Well, you start January 1, and you give your best to build a church on January 1, and then you get up on January 2, and you give it another shot. Then on January 3, you don't build a church with a big day. You build a church with each individual day of the year, giving God what God needs for that church on that day. You don't just build a church on Sunday. It's Monday. It's Tuesday. It's Wednesday. It's Thursday, and it's Friday, and it's Saturday, and it's Sunday. And then you start over again. And if you do what you're supposed to do day in and day out and day in and day out and day in and day out, and you pray and you reach out to people and you love people and you help people day in and day out and day in and day out, and you're consistent, you know, sooner or later you have enough people to fill your building. Then you get a bigger building. And then you reach people day in and day out and day in and day out. And you just keep working. You know what? Won't be long. You'll reach more people. Day at a time. That's what you do with a business. Hey, that's how you're going to become a good Christian. That's how you'll heal your hurts. That's how you'll develop your marriage. That's how you'll rear your kids. That's how you'll fix bad debt. That's how you'll carry your burdens. Not only that, that's how you'll build your ministry. Those of you that you have ministries here at the church, Sunday school classes, bus routes. You know, today is the most important day in the life of our church. You say, "Pastor, every time you preach a sermon, you say, this is so important. This is so, you've got to get this." Do you know that that's how I feel about every one of them? Say, why? This is a sermon for today. It's a big deal to me. I mean, it's a really big deal to me. I'll pray that prayer. Oh, God, minimize the interruptions. You say, why? Because something big could happen today. And I want to get everything I can out of today. I do not want to waste one sermon. I want God to get what He needs out of it. Folks, you want to grow a ministry? Love people today. Grow people today. Be patient with people today. Listen. When you, Sunday school teachers, when you teach your class, do you know that you only get to teach the Bible one time in the week? It ought to be a big deal. You ought to be looking at that lesson at Sunday school class and saying, wow, this is big stuff. This is the day that the Lord hath made, and I'm going to teach the Bible, and I've got this day to make a difference in somebody's life. Make a big deal out of it. You know that every Sunday in your Sunday school class ought to be the most important Sunday of the whole year. Now, to me, today's a pretty big day. But when Wednesday hits, that's going to be a pretty big day around here. And then when next Sunday comes, that's going to be a great day. It's going to be a big day. Folks, the way you have a great life is you have great decades. You have great years. Oh, you have great months. You have great weeks. You have great days. And truth is, you could take it further than that. It's having a great now, this hour. Hey, that's how you build your ministry. That's how you overcome your weaknesses. You say, "Preacher, every time you preach on pride, I'm deeply convicted because I have a pride issue." Here's what you do. You tackle your pride today. You say, "It's a little overwhelming. I've been dealing with it for a while." You just have victory today. And we'll wake up tomorrow, and God will give us the strength to conquer tomorrow's pride tomorrow. I promise you something. If you smoke and you say, "I'd really like to stop smoking. It's hard on me. I know it's hard on my health. It's not good for my body." You say, "How do you do it?" I can tell you how you do it. Get through today. Get through today. And you know what? Tomorrow, we can try again. But there are people, I've helped a lot of people quit a lot of bad habits. I'm talking about alcohol and drugs and cigarettes and just a variety of bad habits. You know, we're only going to conquer that thing one day at a time. The thought of giving it up is so overwhelming, I do not know how I could say I'll give it up forever. Give it up today. Conquer it today. Have victory today. And let tomorrow take care of tomorrow. Folks, the same God that is in today is waiting for us tomorrow. And you'll have strength. You control your fears one day at a time. You control your fear of the dark one night at a time. That's what God wants. Hey, you're going to overcome your weaknesses one day at a time. You can build your ministry one day at a time. Build your business one day at a time. Become a good Christian one day at a time. Heal the hurts of life one day at a time. Improve your marriage one day at a time. Carry your burden one day at a time. Rear your kids one day at a time. Fix your debt one day at a time. And if you'll do that, it's manageable. It's doable. You'll have the strength. And I will promise you, in whatever endeavor you want to succeed at for God, if you'll just get through today, and do what God wants you to do today, tomorrow will be another step up the ladder of success in your Christian life. The passage, if you listen to it, in Matthew chapter 6, verse number 34, it says, "Take therefore no thought for the morrow, for the morrow shall take thought for the things of itself. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof." Remember, he said, don't worry about tomorrow's evil. You got challenges today to take care of. Or, there'll be blessings tomorrow. You better stop and enjoy the blessings of today. You know, sometimes we're almost silly. You can get so busy taking pictures of what's happening today so that you can have them tomorrow, you don't even enjoy what you're doing today. Could I say, slow down and enjoy today while today's here? One day at a time. Again, I call the sermon "Sufficient Unto the Day." What's your challenge? You say, oh boy, do we have a major on-taking. Maybe at home. I'm going to get the house ready and we're going to sell it. Or in the business. Boy, there's so many loose ends. It's just overwhelming. The amount of things, the housework that I have to do around the house, it's overwhelming. I don't know if I can do it. You know what? Get up tomorrow and do everything you can tomorrow. Then rest. Then get up on Tuesday and do the same thing. I will promise you, you will bail yourself out. You'll get it fixed one day at a time. And you know something? You don't have any choice. You can go ahead and put yourself through all the emotional trauma you want about tomorrow. But you're not dealing with nothing today that God wants you to deal with tomorrow. Why put yourself through that? Take it one day at a time. Some of the things that you're afraid are going to happen tomorrow, you know, Jesus may come back tonight. You may not have to solve the problem. Why waste emotional energy today on tomorrow? And we all know, we got enough to deal with today. Why overload ourselves? Let's bow our heads and close our eyes. Every head bowed, every eye closed. The sermon is called "Sufficient Unto the Day." Sufficient unto the day. Take care today, and the things of tomorrow will take care of themselves. It's a recommendation by Jesus to keep you emotionally strong and to help you to get the most out of your life. Who here would say, "Pastor, good challenge for me. Good challenge. I want today to be all that it's supposed to be. And tomorrow, I'll get up and do the same thing." God has spoken to my heart about this idea of taking my life one day at a time. Would you let God see your hand? And very healthy for you. You may put your hands down. We're going to have a brief altar call. If you need to come, I want you to feel free to come. There's some people in here, you're facing something, you say it's such an uphill mountain to climb. You don't have to climb the whole mountain today. You just got to climb what you can today. And then Monday, God will help you climb some more. That's all you have to do. And that's all your God expects. It would be unjust for Him to expect you to accomplish 3 days' work in one day. And so, God's good with you giving your best one day at a time. I'm going to ask the pianist to begin to play. Let's stand to our feet with our heads bowed, our eyes closed. Do you need a moment at the altar? Do you need to come and say, Lord, help me. I need to be able to think this way. I got to do it one day at a time, and I want to accomplish it one day at a time. I don't want to be panicked. I don't want to be all worried about what's on tomorrow. Let me face today, today. Let me carry my burden today, today. You say, you know what? Someday I'd like to buy a house. Can I tell you what to do? Save a little today. Save a little tomorrow. Save a little the next day. I'll guarantee you, if you'll put a little money aside every day, just a little, you'll eventually get there. You'll get there. Every day, you'll grow a little more, accomplish a little more, move a little more of the rubble of life out of the road as you're trying to rebuild something. Younger married couples, maybe you don't have everything the older married couples around you have. Can I tell you something? Most everybody that you look at that has something that you want, they didn't get it all overnight. They didn't get it when they were young couples. They got it a little at a time. They got a new chair. Then they got a new couch. One day, they got a new bed. Another day, they got a car. They didn't go out and get everything they wanted overnight. And most of them that did got themselves in trouble. Little here, little there, one day at a time. One day is sufficient to help you succeed in your Christian life. One more time through the verse, and in a moment we'll be on our way. Thank you. Look up this way for just a second. I'll never forget when I first started bow hunting. And, oh, wow. What a challenge. I took that bow out the very first time, and I would aim at that target, and I would shoot my arrow, and then I would have to go out into the woods and search forever. Thank God that they put these little fluorescent feathers on the arrow, because that would help me find my arrow that did not get anywhere near the target. And there was a man in the church that I used to pastor, and he was a world-class bow hunter. And I'm talking about a guy that traveled the world. I mean, this is a world champion bow hunter. And I went out one day, and I asked him, I said, can you help me? He said, I think I can. And this is what he told me. He said, if you want to get good at shooting the bow, you just need to shoot it a little every day. And he said, a little one day, a little the next day. And you know something? I follow his advice. I just go out and shoot my bow a little on Monday. Then on Tuesday, I'd shoot my bow a little. In about 6 months, I didn't have to go look for my missing arrows in the woods anymore. They were on the target. It wasn't long until they were not just on the target. They were where they were supposed to be on the target. You say, how'd you do that? Oh, it took about 8 or 9 months. Just working at it. Now, I know some of you guys are marksmen, and it's real easy for you to do, but I filled every one of my tags for years. I learned how to shoot that bow, how to hit the target. I learned how to do it. But it was one day at a time. And folks, there are a lot of targets in life. And we're going to shoot at them, and we're going to miss sometimes. But if you just keep working at it, sooner or later, you get the bullseye. One day at a time.